People who like to catch dinner before the theater may soon be facing a smaller menu. That's because the Department of Agriculture is banning a number of delicacies. The ban covers certain cow parts, the brain, skull, nervous system, and eyes of cattle 30 months and older, and the tonsils and lower portion of the small intestine of all cows. The new rules are part of the government's attempt to combat mad cow disease, but as Eric Neela reports, many diners don't seem too bothered by the mad cow scare.
The covered farmers market in San Diego's Barrio Logan neighborhood is a piece of Mexico. Shoppers can pick up dried guajillo chilies and abuela chocolate at a grocer, while hungry lunchtime customers converge on a taco stand with a long list on the menu. Manager Angel Alvarez shows me the kitchen.
So we have cabeza, which is the head. Over here we have the tongue, the brains, and
this
then we have the pork stomach. And what's this one right here?
We had over there and the tripas over here.
Okay. For $1.16, you get something special that they don't serve at Taco Bell. Manuel de la Mora eats these tacos two or three times a week. Today, he's trying lengua.
It's tongue with cilantrito and green sauce. It's the equivalent to a number six combo at Burger King. It is delicious.
De la Mora is a San Diego doctor who grew up in Tijuana. Back home, he says his mother would cook almost every part of the animal.
Yeah, we eat everything. The tongues, the ears, the nose, tribe.
But De La Mora's guilty pleasure may be ending soon. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has decided to ban parts of the cow that could be potentially infected by the agent that causes mad cow disease. The taco stand manager hasn't heard about the new rules. But De La Mora says he's already avoiding brain tacos, called sesos in Spanish.
And I'm advising right now to my patients, even though the risk is low, stay away from the sesos and the cabeza.
Despite this warning, the overwhelming smell of the spicy sesos and tripa is too much to resist.
So now we're putting some corn tortillas on the grill.
Put in the meat, put the añez, cilantro, and salsa. That's it.
A guy at the salsa bar shakes his head.
I'm going to try this sesos taco right now.
Go ahead, man.
I think it's pretty good. I think the cilantro is the best part.
The sesos taste like little blobs of fat, while the tripas have a more smoky flavor. It's like eating mystery meat with a lot of spices on top. De La Mora walks by with a parting thought.
It's Mexican sesos. It's not Canadian sesos, so it'll be fine.
A USDA spokesman in Washington says the risk to humans of mad cow disease is low, but he added that the new rules will make it even lower. Even though some cow parts, such as the tongue, will still be legal, U.S. beef wholesalers say they don't want to take any chances and probably won't be selling these prized parts of the cow. For Day Today, I'm Eric Neeler in San Diego.